The amendment got a public hearing this week. It would prevent state government from withholding benefits, imposing penalties, or barring access to public buildings based on a person's religious beliefs. Julaine Appling's a strong supporter of the amendment. She heads the group Wisconsin Family Action. She says the amendment is needed even though courts in Wisconsin have done a good job of preventing religious believers from being penalized for their faith.
We know that a single election or even a vacancy appointment could change that in any given court. The protection of a freedom as important as our religious freedom should not be dependent upon the goodwill or the whim of any particular judge or court.
But opponents of the amendment say the state constitution already provides strong protections for the practice of religion. Patrick Elliott of the Freedom From Religion Foundation says the wording of this new proposal will cause more problems than it solves.
All areas of public policy would be impacted, including a person's right to obtain medication without obstruction. A pharmacist could claim he has no duty to refer to an alternative provider if the pharmacist objects to filling a doctor's prescription. A student not wanting to take a biology exam would be exempt because of her creationist beliefs.
Still, supporters note that several states have already passed similar amendments. In Wisconsin, it has a long way to go. If it wins committee approval, it must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions and then approved in a statewide vote. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.